Central game at Port Arthur Stadium between the 4-2 Eau Claire Express and the hosts, the 5-1 Thunder Bay Border Cats. First pitch breaking ball from Krusenberry catches the zone and is called a strike on Dubosky to begin this frame. Dubosky a single back in the bottom half of the first, later came in to score the lone run of the ballgame thus far for Lakeshore. A 1 pitch, another breaking ball missing low and out from Krusenberry. 5:05 Central, the traveling team of the Northwoods League, the 0-2 Minnesota Mud Puppies, looking to get their first win of the season at Bill Taunton Stadium, taking on the 4-2 Wilmer Stingers. 1-1. This one fouled back to the screen. Now 1-2 here on Dubosky. I'm not going to lie, it's the second time a foul ball has lined straight back to the screen. And as someone who's played baseball my whole life and has been up in a booth for quite a while as well, as the 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball missing low for ball two. I've flinched twice now. Max McGuire had a foul ball an inning ago in his second plate appearance of the ballgame, and now that one there. And I'm going to give my reasoning in just a minute. I was the guy for the longest time to not flinch, but I'm going to blame the Winterfield press box for the reason why I've been doing so, is the 2-2 misses low and out, count drawn full on the Chinook center fielder. For those who know the setup at home, I love it. It's the best spot to be in to call a game here on WFHR. But the netting, we are so high up that the netting doesn't obviously extend all the way up to protect us, as the 3-2 misses up and in. Dubosky's on for a second time today during a 6-pitch walk. I'm used to a foul ball coming back, and I was joking around with Cullen Kapoor, the TV voice of the Rafters. Before we had home games, you know, in the week leading up, and even in the home opener on a Tuesday, but on Wednesday, I said it in the pregame show, always got to be active. And in the bottom of the first inning, in a two-out AB for Nomar Basurto, the cleanup hitter on Wednesday night for the Rafters, he fouled one back into the Winterfield press box on the TV side, the far right side of the box if you're looking at it from the pitcher's mound, as the first pitch to Gabe Rossler misses upstairs. If you're looking at it from home plate, it's the furthest right window. If you're inside the press box, it's the window first to your left. You catch my drift. It went past Cullen, went above the monitor operated by our lead production man on the TV side, Dawson Wolf, and it bounced back out of the press box, rolling on top of the netting of the home plate club and onto the field. I spoke it into existence, but when it actually came up, that thing was a hot shot, as the 1-0 pitch bounced in the turf, getting away from Stripling and the third, or I should say on the left-handed batter's box, count now 2-0 on the shortstop Rossler. The second on the pass ball is Dubosky. But I just wasn't expecting it, and for it to actually happen, and now it's just instant reaction from me. Oh, if a ball's fouled back at Witter Field, I gotta be alert. Either I gotta be active hands, or if I'm not ready for it, I gotta move my body out of the way of the window so I don't get hurt. As the 2-0 showing bunt, Rossler pulling back as that one catches the inside corner for a called strike. So that's my reasoning for flinching. I know obviously you can't see me doing it, but I'm a man of honor. I'm gonna call myself out on it, and I vow to be better here with this setup and a netting. I do think it is possible for a ball to get above this netting if you're looking at my viewpoint right now, as the 2-1 is fouled back to the screen, lower on the screen by Rossler. Krusenberry's worked a 2-2 count. It would be really improbable, I think, for the angle it would have to get at. Listen, I was a journalism major in college, not a math guy, not an angles guy, so it just doesn't seem logical or physically possible from my viewpoint, my vantage spot here, but hey, you never know. 2-2 the count on the Chinook, shortstop, runner on second, nobody out. Bottom of the third, the payoff pitch hit in the air. That'll clear the press box here at Moonlight Graham Field. Count remains 2-2. Rossler reached on a 4-pitch walk back in the first inning, still searching for his first official at-bat of the ballgame. On deck, it's the three-hitter Kibler, the DH Sam Hunt to follow. Krusenberry said it'll be his 49th pitch of the ballgame incoming. 2-2 breaking ball. This one hit on a line, but foul, well pulled and out of the stadium down the third baseline. Count remains 2-2 here. Talked about the Rockton, Illinois native Gabe Rossler in the box right now. The returning Chinook, after playing just over half the games of the Northwoods League season last year and being an extremely impactful player, so much so that made the Great Lakes West All-Star team. The 2-2. And on the hands, fouled back once again to the netting. Seen that a lot, some returners. I know for the Rafters, a lot of new faces this year at Witter Field. And from the fans that we saw in opening week, an intense homestand for all of those working behind the scenes and taking care of business at the ballpark. A much-deserved weekend off for all of our game day staff, front office, and the rest of the hardworking interns that we have. You know, they're going to get back to work and get ready for next weekend's homestand. It's the 2-2 misses low and out. Count moves 3-2 here on Rossler. But the team was, and they always are, to my knowledge, well-received. Obviously, this being my first year with the team, and knowing how special the Rapids area is and how special Witter Field can be, you know, when we get to the later stretches of the season, the stretch entering the playoffs. But for an opening week, it was a pretty cool environment to be a part of as well. Krusenberry set the 3-2. This is low and out for ball four. A lengthy plate appearance finds Rossler out on the base paths. Another drawn walk for the shortstop today. And bring up Dominic Kibler. He also drew a walk in his first plate appearance on six pitches back in the first inning. But prior to the first pitch to the Chinook catcher, first-year pitching coach Mike Spears out of the dugout. He'll make the long walk to the hill along with catcher Bryson Stripling for a quick chat. Three runs on two hits and no errors for the Rafters thus far. A run on a hit and two errors for Lakeshore. Both those errors for the Chinooks coming back in the first inning. One of them didn't impact the way the first run was scored, but it happened when the first run touched home plate for the Rafters. Max McGuire, a ground ball on the right side of the infield, the at-the-time second baseman, Sean Stripmotter, fielded it cleanly. Looked like a routine 4-3 put out, but overthrew the bag. Wide left of the first baseman Hendrickson and rolled all the way behind home plate to the backstop and allowed McGuire to move up an extra 180 feet. The catcher Kibler, who's in the box now, wasn't alerted what was going on, or I don't know. But it was the first baseman Hendrickson that ran all the way behind the screen to snag it and get the ball back out on the mound, but not before McGuire can move up an extra 180 feet. And then saw a couple of doubles from Jake Beauchesne and Alex Brody. First pitch to Kibler, hit on the ground softly to first. McGuire gloves, throws to the second base bag in time for one. That's all Boston can afford to get there. Throw was off the bag to Boston, was able to retrieve it and find his left foot on the second base bag. The runner to second, Gabe Rossler, looking at his dugout saying, hey, we need to talk about this. He may not have been on second. But because of Boston not being able to find his footing, couldn't make the throw in first, two first in time, just ended up eating it. Now we see the field manager of the Chinooks, Trevor Cho, coaching third base, and talking to the third base umpire, Hudson Boucher, who had the call on that one. Will go down as a 3-6 fielder's choice. But Kibler's out on first and Dubosky on third. They're on the corners with one down in the frame for the cleanup hitter, Sam Hunt.
Designated hitter number 24, Sam Hunt.
Hunt was hit by a pitch, the first pitch he saw from Krusenberry back in the first inning. Loaded the bases at the time for Lakeshore. As mentioned prior to the first pitch he saw, is swings and misses through a first pitch breaking ball from Krusenberry for strike one. Played six games with the Oakland Express back in 2021. 36 games, exactly half the season with the same club in 2022. Even went 1-for-3 in an Express playoff game that year. Wasn't in the Northwoods League last year and is back here with Lakeshore this season. The 0-1 pitch fouled off of Hunt. Count moves 0-2. Was 21 for 113 in 2022, a 186 hitter. Was Hunt, had an OPS of 635, got on base at a 370 clip, slugged 265, had one long ball, one triple, four doubles, and 17 RBIs. Here comes the 0-2. This is up for a ball, back pick to look at the runner Dubosky at third. He gets back in time, and in the process, taking off on the pitch was Kibler. He gets into second without a throw. Two ducks on the pond for the middle of the Chinook order here with Sam Hunt looking for his first official at-bat of the ballgame. Count is 1-2. Josh Outlaw is on deck. Krusenberry's payoff delivery. This is out in the right-handed batter's box to even up the count 2-2. Looking forward to another fun firework Friday. That's what ended the homestand this week against Wausau. It's what will begin the next homestand against Madison on Friday the 7th, 2-2 misses up and out. Hunt's worked a full count. It's all about these stretches. Homestand to road stand. There's not many back and forth here or there. Most of the time it's two games against the same opponent and then you move on. A rare exception next week. Two in the same place against Madison at their spot, and then two back in Wisconsin Rapids against the Mallards. 3-2 pitch popped up on the infield. That one actually drifting behind home plate and in foul territory. Bryson Stripling ditching the mask and making the grab for the second out of the inning. With two down and runners on second and third, it'll bring up the right fielder, Josh Outlaw, reaching on a 4-6 fielder's choice back, and he first at Outlaw. For the Rafters in the top of the fourth, 5-6-7 to up, Beauchesne, Brody, and McClanahan. Presumably still against the right-hander, Cohen Aiken. He first pitched Outlaw. This is low and outside for a ball. Outlaw has the highest average amongst Chinook hitters entering today. 9 for 21, 3 doubles, 5 RBIs, an OPS over 1,000 in all 6 games played. The 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air, right field, and struck well. Coming in on it is Alex Brody. That thing did not have enough carry on it, and the Raptor right fielder will make the grab to retire the side. The Chinooks leave two out on the bases and can't put anything across. 3-1 remains our score. We're a third of the way home here from Moonlight Grand Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
The top of the fourth inning here from Moonlight Grand Field. Your Raptors lead the Lakeshore Chinooks in the first of 4 battles here in Mequon this year, and the first of 8 between the Chinooks and the Raptors. 3-1 the score. All 4 runs in this ballgame were put up in the first inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR in Game 7 of 72. I always say, look out for the Easter eggs in my broadcast, the token things that I'll say at least once or twice, and probably by the 12th or 13th game, your Raptor fans are going to be like, all right, Andy, we get it. But it is a marathon of a season. I'm honored to be here doing this all for you and alongside you, being that fan on the couch listening to Raptor games, whether at historic Witter Field or away from the Wisconsin Rapids area. First pitch of the inning to Jake Beauchesne from the right-hander Aiken. Pounded on the ground over to short, fielded cleanly by Rossler. He'll fire across to Hendrickson in time. One pitch, one out for Aiken. A 6-3 putout of Beauchesne to begin this fourth inning. Raptors haven't had a base runner out there since Alex Brody's RBI double back in the first. Since then, if you're keeping track, the last 8 hitters faced by Aiken, he has set down in this Wisconsin Rapids order. Here is Alex Brody, the right fielder, with one out and nobody on. A first pitch bounced in there for ball one. Brody continuing the hot streak that he hoped to begin last night with a 2-run homer in the 9th inning with 2 down against Wausau with the aforementioned double to make it 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the first. 1-0 pitch, fastball right down the chute, taken for strike one by Brody. On deck, it's McClanahan, Stripling to follow. That action down the line Left-hander throwing for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1. Brody hits this one foul down the first baseline. That'll find the seats. Thus far for the Rafters, out on the mound, Tristan Krusenberry. Three innings, 61 pitches, one hit allowed, one run, walking four, and striking out one in his second start of the summer. The 1-2 coming here to Brody. On the outside corner, just misses. Good eye by Brody to even up the count at 2-2. Krusenberry threw 61 pitches through 3 2/3 on opening day, matching his pitch count total in his first start of the season right now. The 2-2 to Brody. Swing and a miss. Two up, two down once again here for Aiken in this fourth inning. Make it five strikeouts for the right hand. Flanahan will step into the left-handed batter's box with two outs and nobody on. McClanahan, the Alabama State Hornet, struck out swinging to end the first inning against Aiken in his first trip to the plate. First pitch to him is a fastball that misses low for ball one. For Aiken now, 3 2/3. That was his 64th pitch of the afternoon, allowing those two hits, three runs, only two earned, five punchouts and one walk to Rafter hitting. One on to McClanahan has swung on and missed to even up the count at 1-1. For Lakeshore in the home half of the inning, 6-7-8. Scaldaferri, Hendrickson, and Von Schlegel do up. Righty, lefty, righty. For Trevor chose Chinooks, the 1-1. Swing and a miss by McClanahan to make it 1-2. Now we have three straight right-handers that have made a start for Wisconsin Rapids. It went Krusenberry on opening day, and then three straight lefties at home. The 1-2 misses downstairs to even up the count at 2-2. Brandon Scott on Tuesday, Nick Paulson on Wednesday, and then Arnon Mulamekic, four shutout frames allowing just one hit in his Rafter debut Thursday night. The series sweep of the Waterloo Bucks. 2-2 pitch. This one hit the other way. A blooper down the left field line, but it'll bounce foul and over the fence. Count remains 2-2 here on the Rafter designated hitter this afternoon, Tyler McClanahan. Stripling on deck, Onati to follow in the bottom third of the Rafter order. Here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball, missing low. Middle of the zone, but down near the ankles of McClanahan. He's worked a full count. More runs combined than hits combined from these two teams so far in the early going. 3-2. McClanahan rolls over this one on the right side. In and out of the glove, the second baseman, Von Schlegel. He'll regather out in the shallow right center field grass, but it's not in time. McClanahan's aboard. We'll wait to see if it's scored as the third error of the afternoon for Lakeshore, if it was too tough of a play to make for Von Schlegel. Nonetheless, either way, McClanahan's aboard for the first time this afternoon. It'll be ruled a single, the third hit of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids.
You know the deal. Half-price beer for the remainder of the inning. Limit two per person.
Bryson Stripling down swinging to lead off the second. Fortunately for Bryson, was selected as the strike here at Moonlight Graham Field. The first pitch to him will have to wait as a kickoff move from Aiken over first with Hendrickson to check in on McClanahan. Working first base side of the rubber is Aiken. Peers over once again prior to coming set, the first pitch to Stripling, fouled off the Rafter catcher. Look to the standings in the Northwoods League. Already talked about the games that are going on right now and are to come later on. Atop of the Great Lakes East Division, it's the 5-1 Traverse City Pit Spitters. The lone 4-2 team in that division being the Kenosha Kingfish, who just lost their second game of the season yesterday. And it was the first win for the Waterloo Bucks. A cross-division battle there. The 0-1. Breaking ball, Stripling skies this one down the first base line. That'll get beyond the Chinook dugout, hitting the top of it and bouncing into the stands. It's 0-2 on Stripling. The 2-3-3 teams out in the Great Lakes East, Battle Creek and Rockford, the 2-4 Growlers, along with the 2-4 Royal Oak Leprechauns, one of the two new teams to the Northwoods League this year. Kokomo rounding out the division at 1-5. 0-2 the count on Stripling. McClanahan a couple steps off the first base bag in a 3-1 ball game in the top of the fourth. The payoff pitch. Fastball outside, just missing up and out for ball one on Stripling. As mentioned, the Great Lakes West, it's the 6-0 Wausau Woodchucks, followed up by the 4-2 Chinooks. At 3-3, it's the Stock Spiders, Mallards, and Rafters, Green Bay. 5 games out of first place at a 1-5 record. Close pickoff move there from Aiken over to Hendrickson, checking on McClanahan once again. We'll look to the Great Plains to the top of the fourth, but those are two of the four divisions and how they stand so far 6 games into the season. The 1-2 to Stripling. Missing low and out to even up the count at 2-2. Two off days this entire month of June, one of them being Tuesday for Wisconsin Rapids, the other one being Monday, June 17th, the day after Father's Day. And they get a handful of days off in July as well, designated and for the All-Star break. The 2-2, tap foul again by Stripling. The All-Star break this year being in Mankato, Minnesota, spanning from Monday the 22nd of July to Wednesday the 24th, as mentioned. One of the two non-105 first pitches for Wisconsin Rapids is on that Sunday leading in against La Crosse. They will be back here at Lakeshore Thursday the 25th, the day after the All-Star break. 2-2 pitch to Stripling is swung on and missed.
Hey, that's another strikeout.
Aiken faces one over the minimum here in the fourth. Stripling down on strikes for the second time this afternoon. We head to the home half of the fourth inning from Moonlight Grand Field. Score remains 3-1 Rapids. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors as we enter the bottom of the fourth. It's the opening night starter at Witter Field, the southpaw, Brandon Scott from Division II Hillsdale College, to take over for Tristan Krusenberry. Krusenberry's line is done after 3 innings of work, throwing the exact same number of pitches that he threw on opening day 6 days ago near Baker Field. 3 innings, 61 pitches, 1 hit, 1 run allowed for Krusenberry, walking 4 and striking out 1 Chinook hitter this afternoon. For Scott mentioned him being the opening night starter at home. And in that game against Fond du Lac, went 3 innings. Didn't allow a hit, did allow a run, though. Control was the issue for Scott, walking 5 and striking out 4 while facing 14 Dock Spider batters. He gets the 6 of the Chinook order here in the fourth inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's presentation of Raptor Baseball. First pitch to Billy Scaldiferi. Misses for ball one from the left-hander Scott. Scott also has spent time with the Raptors in the 2022 and 2023 summers. Threw 11 innings for Wisconsin Rapids last year in 3 ball games. The 1-0 pitch right down the chute for strike one from the right-handed hitting second baseman Scaldiferi. Scalderi popped out to the catcher Stripling in foul territory back in the first inning. He's 0-for-1 today. Scott set at the belt, the 1-1. That one misses low and out for ball two. A 1-0 record for Scott last summer with the Rafters in 11 innings pitched. A 1.64 ERA, allowing just two earned runs and a 1.18 whip. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count evens 2-2. And back in 2022, the left-hander worked 12 and two-thirds innings in the regular season, a 1-1 record in four games. An ERA just under 5 and a whip just under 2. Saw 4 1/3 innings of work in a playoff game that year for the 57-win Raptors as the 2-2 pitch. Grounded over on the right side to the second baseman, Mason Onati. He'll glove and throw to Max McGuire in time. It's a 4-3 putout of Scalderi. One up, one down here in the fourth. To the seventh spot we go in the Lakeshore order with the left-handed hitting first baseman, Andrew Hendrickson. 0-for-1 is Hendrickson. He popped out to the Rafter third baseman, Grayson Schaefer, in foul territory to lead off the second inning. 3 runs on 3 hits and no errors for the Rafters. A run on a hit and 2 errors for the hosts of today's ball game, the Chinooks. First pitch misses low and out for ball one on Hendrickson. As mentioned, Hendrickson won for his first 10 to begin the season. Make it one for his first 11 now. A Glen Carbon, Illinois native from Lincoln Land Community College, a 6'2 freshman infielder. 1-0 pitch. One tapped foul down the first baseline to even up the count at 1-1. On deck is the second baseman, the newer second baseman in the ballgame for Lakeshore that we didn't even get a chance to talk about. That being Zan von Schlegel. We can talk about him a little now. He's a freshman from the University of St. Thomas. Another Chicagoland native from Downers Grove. One of the youngins on this Lakeshore team. The 1-1, a breaking ball from Scott, misses upstairs for ball two. For the Rafters, when we get to the fifth, 9-1-2 due up for Kirk Schreider's squad. That's Onati, Vandenhoeven, Austin. Scott set the 2-1. Missing low for ball three. Obviously, the rotation now to be jumbled a little bit for Mike Spears' pitching staff. Scott got the start after Krusenberry in the first week. Now, with him being on the hill, it's obvious he will not throw tomorrow. 3-1. Popped up behind the plate. Stripling loses the mask, but that'll find the seats. Count moves to 3-2 on the Chinook first baseman with nobody on and one out in a 3-1 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Scott regathers, working toward the middle of the mound here. An all-turf field, but a dirt mound at Moonlight Grant Field. The 3-2 misses low and out for ball four. A 6-pitch walk drawn by Hendrickson. It's his first time aboard this afternoon. I always talk about my college playing days, and an interesting college experience for me, for those who don't know. Started collegiately playing Division III baseball at Carthage College down in Kenosha in the same city as the Kenosha Kingfish. Spent 2 years there, transferred colleges to focus more on my broadcasting, what I'm doing for all of you right now in the Chicagoland area out of North Central College in suburban Naperville. But I actually played a collegiate game here, or at least was on the roster for a collegiate game here at CUW as the first pitch to Zan von Schlegel gets away from the catcher Stripling, and the count begins 1-0. Hendrickson to take second on the process. And I'll always tell people, in the 1 year that I traveled playing college baseball, this was a fun place to come to. It's the first time I really got to shag batting practice as a relief pitcher in the outfield. And I said, there's nothing more fun than doing that. It's the 1-0. Swung on and missed by von Schlegel to even up the count at 1-1. It was at that time when I traveled here because I saw Chinook logos across the park, and I was like, what are the Lakeshore Chinooks? And I found out about the Northwoods League and said, well, it would be cool to play in the Northwoods League, but there was always something in the back of my mind as the 1-1 pitch tapped foul in front of the Rafter dugout down the third baseline to make it 1-2 on the Lakeshore second baseman. I always knew, obviously, you know your limits as an athlete. I knew Major League Baseball was never in the cards as early as high school. I said, if I can't ever play in the Northwoods League, broadcasting would be a pretty cool thing to do as well. And everything's come full circle just a few years later. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Right down the middle of the plate, freezing Von Schlegel. It's the first punch out for Brandon Scott out of the bullpen this afternoon, and the second out of this bottom of the fourth inning. And a back pick attempt as well from Stripling over to second to check in on the runner Hendrickson. That's where he'll stay for the left-handed hitting Chase Fowler. Fowler went down swinging in his only other at-bat of the ballgame back in the second frame. The runner on second, Hendrickson, assumably going on contact. A base knock could make this just a one-run ball game. Scott trying to stop it here, the 0-0. First pitch, swinging, pops this one up. Right side in foul territory, in between, first in home plate. Max McGuire calling everyone off to make the catch and retire the side. Brandon Scott faces four in the fourth, allowing a one-out walk, but leaving the runner on second base. We head to the top of the fifth from Moonlight Grand Field. 3-1 the score in favor of your Rafters. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back at Moonlight Grand Field, home of the Lakeshore Chinooks, we're in the top of the fifth, and your Rafters lead the Chinooks on this beautiful Sunday afternoon by a score of 3-1. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here in WFHR, bringing you more Rafters baseball. You can catch all 72 games of this Northwoods League season for your Rafters on WFHR, whether on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. 9-1-2, do it for the Rafters in this frame. It is still the right-hander, Cohen Aiken, out on the mound for Lakeshore. Mason Onati, the second baseman, to begin the inning at the plate for Wisconsin Rapids. Onati's 0-for-1 today, went down swinging against Aiken back in the second. Aiken working into the fifth inning. He worked four innings in his first outing of the season on Tuesday against Kokomo. Didn't allow a run, allowed three in the first inning of this one, but has settled in nicely since. First pitch, Onati swinging, and he rips a base hit into right field. Nice swing of the bat there for Onati, not wasting any time getting on the base paths and flipping the card back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. For Aiken, that was his 77th pitch of the ballgame. Have some action, a right-hander is throwing down the right field line in the Chinook bullpen. Aiken outlasting the Rafter starter Tristan Krusenberry, but Krusenberry allowing just one run in three innings of work today. The first pitch to Miles Vandenhoevel. Hit on the ground, left side, gloved by the third baseman, Scaldiferi to second one, over to first, not in time. That was a hot shot, a two-hopper to third. Ferry fell on his knees to bring that one in. Onati's out at second, but the speedy Vandenhoevel beats out the potential double play, and he'll reach on the 5-4 fielder's choice. The second time Vandenhoevel is on the base paths this afternoon for the two-hitter Trotter Boston. Boston's 0-for-2, playing shortstop this afternoon. The Rafters went down as a 6-3 putout back in the first to his shortstop counterpart Rossler, most recently popped out to the second baseman Von Schlegel. In the third, he cracks this one on the line into right field. It's through for a base hit, the second base hit of the inning. Rafters are cooking with one down in the frame and two on base. Both left-handed hitters box this inning for Wisconsin Rapids, coming up with singles on the pull side. Going to bring up the three-hitter, Max. Hitless today's 0-for-1 in two plate appearances. Reached on an error and later scored in the first. Went down looking most recently against Aiken in the third. Squires got 5 extra base hits this season so far. They're just joining the team on Wednesday in the He first pitch to Max. Swing and miss on a breaking ball from Aiken. For McGuire, 7 for his first 12 coming into today. A 583 average in his first 4 games as a Raptor. At the 2 against Waterloo and the 2 against Wausau. A hot start for the University of San Diego product. And the former Oklahoma Sooner, the 0-1, another breaking ball. Doubling up on it there is Aiken. And another swing and miss from McGuire to make it 0-2. Had 2 doubles last night, like we talked about, along with 2 singles. A 2-hit game against Waterloo on Wednesday. Hopping off the plane and hitting a 2-out grand slam to cap off a 5-run bottom of the 3rd inning to make it 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids at the time. Has an OPS of nearly 2,000. Laughing as I say it. Video game numbers. For the right-handed hitting first baseman as he takes an 0-2 breaking ball in the outside corner and is rung up for the second time this afternoon. McGuire down on strikes, 2 down with 2 on here in the 5th. It'll be up to the cleanup hitter, Grayson Schaefer.
The third baseman, number 58, Grayson Schaefer.
Schaefer's 0-for-2 today, but does RBI. Grounded out to the second baseman back in the first. That drove in the second run of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Most recently, a 5-3 putout over to Scaldiferri to end the 3rd. Right-hander, he can set looking to work 5 innings this afternoon, is an out away from doing so. Prior to the first pitch to Schaefer, an inside move. No throw over to second, just checking in on the speedy Vandenhoevel, keeping him honest. Miles is out on second. It's another quick Rafter on the base paths out at first base. Austin. The 83rd pitch to come here for the right-hander, Aiken. 7 strikeouts, 1 walk issued, 3 runs allowed, only 2 of them earned on 5 hits. The first pitch to Schaefer. Fastball right down Broadway, taken for strike 1. It's Bo Shane on deck. After him, Alex Brody. For the Chinooks in the bottom of the 5th, top of the order for the 3rd time. Dubosky, Kostler, and Kibber. The 0-1 hit in the air center field. Dubosky back on it and camps underneath to make the grab. Raptors pick up a couple base hits here in the 5th, but leave 2 on the bases. We head to the home half of the 5th from Moonlight Grand Field. Score remains 3-1 Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Another inning of work coming here for Brandon Scott, the left-hander for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. In the bottom of the 5th inning from Moonlight Graham Field, your Rafters leading the Lakeshore Chinooks in the first of 4 games here on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin. and the first of eight between these two clubs in the 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors. Lovely to have you all with me this afternoon. As always, this is just our seventh game together. Following today, still plenty more Raptor games to come. If you missed a game here for whatever reason, what are you doing? No, I'm just kidding. All jokes here. Completely understandable. It's a good thing we have an entire summer of games to hang out and talk Raptor baseball. First pitch from Scott to the right-handed hitting Prince Dubosky. This is up for ball one. Still a journey to come. 65 more games in the season following today. So if you haven't caught every broadcast, hey, that's okay. You're here now, and we have you for a lot more games this summer. It's the 1-0 misses low and inside. The center fielder for Lakeshore has reached in both plate appearances today. Singled, later scored in the first. Drew a six-pitch walk to lead off the third in his last plate appearance. Left-hander Scott set. The 2-0. This is low and out for ball three. You can catch us here again tomorrow, exact same place, not time, 6:35, a Monday night ball game here in Lakeshore. Unfortunately, you won't hear any Raptors baseball on WFH. It's the 3-0 pitch, a fastball grooved right in there from Scott to make it 3-1. You won't hear any Raptor baseball Tuesday because there is no Raptor baseball to be heard. The first of two designated off days for the team in the month of June. 3-1 pitch, hit on the ground, back up the middle on the left side. Trotter Boston to his left. Gathers and fires to Max McGuire in time for the first out of the inning. Back at it on Wednesday. We have back-to-back 6:35 first pitches out. Madison. Four games against the Mallards spanning from Wednesday to next Saturday. I should say this Wednesday. Technically, it's a new week. Back-to-back on the road, back-to-back at Witter Field. The three-game homestand concludes on Sunday with a 105 game against La Crosse. That begins a home-and-home series between the Raptors and the Loggers. First pitch from Scott to Gabe Rossler misses up and in. Rossler has reached in both plate appearances, is 0-for-0. Walked on four pitches in the first, drew a high pitch count walk in the third. The 1-0 pitch to Rossler misses outside, ball two. We never got to those other standings in the Northwoods League. Talk about the Great Lakes West and East, but we didn't even bother getting to the Great Plains. We'll do that right now after the 2-3. Their fastball shooting down at the knees, but missing low and inside for ball three on the Chinook shortstop out of UW-Milwaukee. Thunder Bay, 5-1 in the Great Plains East. The Border Cats, a game above the 3-4-2 teams in that division, those being the Duluth Huskies, the Eau Claire Express, and the La Crosse Loggers. 3-0. That one right down Broadway, taken by Kostler for strike one. The Rochester Honkers at 1-5. Waterloo Bucks matching that as well. And then the 36-game traveling Minnesota Mud Puppies are 0-2 to begin their season. As Rossler takes the 3-1 pitch low and inside, a 5-pitch walk. It's the third walk he's drawn today. He's aboard with one out here in the fifth. 3-1 the score in favor of your Raptors if you're just joining us. All three runs for Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the first. The lone run from Lakeshore in the bottom half of that inning. The pitching staffs have sparkled since, including the starter for Lakeshore. That being Cohen Aiden, the four pitches and five innings of work really settled in after the first. For the Raptors, Tristan Krusenberry got the start today and threw the exact same number of pitches that he threw on opening day at Hare Baker Field, 61 through three innings. First pitch, a breaking ball to the left-handed hitting Dominic Kibler, misses for ball one from Scott. We're back talking about the Great Plains West. The lone team was late to win over 50 games last year, the Wilmer Stingers. They're above that division by one game on the pair of 3-3 teams. The Stingers sit at 4-2 entering today as the 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball from Scott, missing well outside for ball two. The Big Sticks and Larks are 3-3. Two Mankato Moondogs, the St. Cloud Rocks at 2-4, and Minot is 1-3 as well. All 26 teams in the Northwoods League rounding out here the standings on this Sunday. The 2-0 pitch on the outside corner. It's called a strike. Kibler has been aboard in both plate appearances, drew a six-pitch walk in the first, reached on a 3-6 fielder's choice, back in number three. Scott set, ready for his 30th pitch of the outing. Here it comes. That one inside, and it hits to second is Rossler Dribbler aboard. Two on with one down here in the fifth. Back across the Northwoods League scoreboard here this afternoon. About to get some more games underway. 6-3 lacrosse on the road at Waterloo, leading in the top of the sixth at Riverfront Stadium. Madison's taking the lead on the road at Green Bay. The 3-3 Mallards and the 1-5 Rockers. 4-3 there at Capital Credit Union at the top of the sixth. Some traffic here for Scott. He's a pitch away from getting out of this, though, if he can induce a ground ball. The first pitch to Sam Hunt, the switch-hitting designated hitter from the right side for the first time today, is taken for a ball. Hunt hit by a pitch on the first pitch he saw from Krusenberry back in the first, popped out to the catcher Stripling in foul territory most recently in the third. Scott set the 1-0. That one misses low and inside for ball two. Tie ball game at Hare-Baker Field. The Woodchucks look to go 7-0 to begin their season. Knotted up with the 3-3 Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Kalamazoo, they're being out hit by Traverse City right now, but they lead the Pitt Spitters by 6 runs. 7-1 the score in the top of the at Kalamazoo's home field, Homer Stryker Field. The 2-0 misses low inside. 3 balls now on Sam Hunt. Josh Outlaw on deck. Billy Scaldiferi to follow. No action in the Raptor bullpen. This is Scott's inning for the foreseeable future. Simmons Field, Kenosha, looking to get back in the win column. The 4-2 Kingfish lead 3-3 Battle Jacks in the top of the sixth, 3-0 the score. And the aforementioned games that are about to start in the mid-afternoon slate as the 3-0 pitch misses inside. Brandon Scott thought the home plate umpire Anthony Atkinson would give him that call. Instead, it's a 4-pitch walk drawn by Sam Hunt. The last 4 hitters put aboard by Scott via a pair of walks and a hit by pitch.
The right fielder, number one, Josh Outlaw.
Bases full of Chinooks with one down in a 3-1 ball game here in the home half of the fifth. For the third time today, it'll be the left-handed hitting right fielder, Josh Outlaw. Scott back to work, still out of the stretch. Hands of the belt set, first base side of the rubber. His first pitch to Outlaw. It's a breaking ball that misses low and outside. I have to imagine somebody down the left field line is going to get up in a hurry for Wisconsin Rapids, and that's exactly the case right now. The 1-0 pitch on the outside corner. It's there for a called strike. It's Rossler at third, Kibler at second, Hunt's at first. McGuire, the first baseman of the Raptors, playing behind the runner. The third baseman, Schaefer, playing even with the bag. The middle's back in double play depth as the 1-1 pitch misses low and out for ball two on the Lakeshore right fielder. Now time called by pitching coach Mike Spears. Another trip to the mound with him and the North Georgia catcher for your Raptors, Bryson Stripling, to talk with Brandon Scott. Looking to come out to a Raptors game this season. There's no better place to stay if you're coming from out of town or out of the area than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pets out to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. They can stay with our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. Mound meeting adjourned, a 2-1 pitch incoming here to Josh Outlaw. The middle and entering the back end of the Lakeshore order right now. The fifth hitter in the box this inning is Outlaw. Scott set the 2-1. Hit hardly on the ground on the right side. Glove by Onati to second one. Boston to first, not in time. A bang-bang play at first. Outlaw able to hustle down the line and beat it out, so it runs in to score, a 4-6 fielder's choice. Runners on the corners with two down in the inning, but it's now 3-2 Raptors. So Hunt's out on the base paths. Kibler goes to third, Rossler into score. He'll be up to the right-handed hitting second baseman, third baseman, I should say, Billy Scaldiferi, who's 0-2 thus far. The third baseman popped out to the first baseman, Max McGuire, in foul territory back in the first. Runner takes off on the first delivery, misses for a ball. That throw gets out into center field beyond both middle infielders for the Raptors. And taking third beyond the throw is Outlaw. Tried to dive headfirst into third. He came up about 5 feet short, had to swim his way into the third base bag, just beating the tag from Grayson Schaefer. We're tied at three with two down, and the go-ahead run for the Chinooks is 90 feet away. It's a good chuckle from the Chinook fans in attendance. Dominic Kibler touching home plate to knock this game up at three. Breaking ball, and the next delivery to the right-handed hitting Scaldiferi is called a strike out of the hand of Brandon Scott. Two runs now put up in the fifth inning for the Chinooks. First runs that we've had scored since the first. As the payoff pitch just misses from Scott, count moves 2-1. Maybe the first error of the day for Wisconsin Rapids on that throw from Stripling that got into center field. We stand corrected. That first pitch was called a strike on the takeoff from Outlaw. So now the 1-2 to Scaldiferi, hit on the ground over to third. Backhand Grayson Schaefer collects himself, throws to first in time. A 5-3 putout is how this inning will end. But Lakeshore sends six up to the plate and scores twice to knot us up at 3-3. We're through five here at Moonlight Graham Field. Rafters up to the plate in the top of the sixth, 5-6-7. Jake Beauchesne, Alex Brody, and Tyler McClanahan do up. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Dylan Shapiro, the new pitcher, into the ballgame for the Lakeshore Chinooks. We got a tie contest here in the top of the sixth inning from Moonlight Graham Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR. In the bottom half of the fifth, Lakeshore scoring twice. No hits in air from the Rafters. They left one on. And the first runs that we've seen scored since the top and bottom of inning number one in this ballgame. We're having Shapiro, freshman out of Kent State, making his second appearance of the season. Fires a first pitch strike into Jake Beauchesne to begin his outing. The line is finished today for the right-hander Aiken. Five innings, 54 pitches thrown. Settling in nicely after the first inning. A one pitch hit in the air, shallow left field. The shortstop Rossler calling everyone off. He'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. Five hits, three runs allowed for Aiken. Two of them earned, walking one and striking out seven in his second outing of the season, matching his strikeout total that he had against Kokomo on Tuesday. Bring up Alex Brody, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Had an RBI double back in the first inning. The First pitch from the right-hander Shapiro. That one misses low and outside for ball one. Shapiro worked in that 12-11 victory against Royal Oak back on May 29th through two innings. No hits, no runs allowed. Walked one and struck out three, facing six Leprechaun batters. That one misses to Brody, making it 2-0. 6-7, Shapiro. Wauwatosa, Wisconsin native. Brody's most recent at-bat went down swinging against Aiken in the fourth. The next delivery called a strike on the Raptor right fielder this afternoon. Brody's caught the last two games. It's a chance to get back into the outfield where he started the season for the Raptors on Monday. A fantastic diving grab in the bottom of the first inning turned into an inning-ending 9-6 double play to get Tristan Krusenberry out of a jam. Now has a 3-1 count here against Shapiro. The right-hander rocks and fires. Missing high for ball four. Brody aboard for the second time today, drawing a 5-pitch walk with one out here in the sixth. This past year at Kent State for Shapiro through 13 innings. An ERA just under 10, allowing 14 earned runs on 14 hits in those innings. 23 strikeouts to 19 walks. And it'll bring up Tyler McClanahan. 1-for-2 today as McClanahan struck out swinging to end that 3-run first for the Raptors. Most recently singled with 2 down in the fourth. First pitch swinging. And this one will get into right field for a base hit on a line drive. Getting the wave around from second to third. Going first to third in the process is Brody. Second straight at bat with a knock for McClanahan. Putting runners on the corners with 1 down in the top of the sixth. For Bryson Stripling, the Raptor catcher, hitting the eighth spot this afternoon. He's got a couple strikeouts, has an opportunity to change that here and bring home the go-ahead run, which sits 90 feet away. Now time called by the catcher Kibler, going out to give signals in front of home plate to his middle infield crew on who to cover the second base bag or what play they want to run if they want someone to cut out in front of second. On a potential throwdown, communicating with the shortstop Rossler and the second baseman Von Schlegel. Lanahan getting the sixth hit of the day for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Stripling. This is down in the turf, blocked by Kibler. Count begins 1-0. Three runs on six hits and an error for the Raptors. Three runs on one hit and two errors for Lakeshore. Knotted up in game 7 of the season. The 1-0 pitch. Runner stays put. It misses out in the left-handed batter's box. Bryson Stripling in the driver's seat here with a 2-0 count. The 9-hitter Mason Onati's on deck. Miles Vandenhoevel, the center fielder, awaits after him. It'll be the fourth time around the order for Wisconsin Rapids this afternoon. The 2-0 pitch. Missing low and out on Stripling. The North Georgia product and formerly a member of the Moorhead State baseball program as a freshman in 2022. See if he gets the green light here. The 3-0 pitch. That one misses low and inside for ball four. A 4-pitch walk drawn by Stripling. He's aboard for the first time this afternoon. The bases are full of Raptors with one out here in inning number 6. Moving from first to second, McClanahan, Brody remaining on third after drawing a 1-out 5-pitch walk. We'll see what Mason Onati can do. Prior to that, though, it is the field manager, Trevor Cho, making his way out to the mound with the entire Chinook infield and the catcher, Kibler, to talk it over with the recently subbed-in right-hander on the mound, Evan Shapiro. I've talked a lot about where to stay in Wisconsin Rapids, but we haven't talked about what else you can do outside of going to an incredibly fun Raptor game. Well, if you're in town for a weekend stay and you want to do something before the Raptor game, or if you catch the Raptors in town as a part of a home-and-home series, they might be out of town for a day or so, and you're like, well, what do we do in the area? Well, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's visitwisrapids.com. To see what else there is to do in the Rapids area, along with attending so many fun ball games at Witter Field this summer. Mound meeting adjourned. Mason O'Nady steps up, had a leadoff single an inning ago in the fifth. See if he gets something to drive here. First pitch to him is a breaking ball in the outside corner that misses for ball one. On deck with Vanden Heuvel, mentioned it'll be the fourth time around.